35. Underground Movement.
Zen, I need some help over here!
I yelled down the corridor to my companion. We'd just been ambushed by imps for the second time in about 15 minutes. The bastards were half my height and had talons as sharp as steel. They could also throw fireballs if they engaged from far enough away. Thankfully, they only attacked two at a time, which was how Zen and I were currently surviving.
I find myself rather preoccupied at the moment, Jack, came his response.
He currently had my thief job equipped while I was using Ranger. I wished we'd had more time to look into gaining more jobs so we'd have some versatility, but that was a problem for future Jack. Present Jack was busy trying to land a hit on the little bastard in front of him. I used my perception on him to confirm that the stats for these were uniform across the board. Imp, level 25. HP 500 of 500. MP 500 of 500. It was just like the last couple we'd fought. Even with that sort of HP pool, I could drop one in just a few hits. Unfortunately, actually hitting them was the problem. They must have had a dodge skill comparable to mine for me to miss as much as I did. The trade-off was that they had next to zero chance of actually hitting me in my Ranger setup. The imp in front of me lunged suddenly, with both claws out, obviously hoping to overwhelm my defenses. I'd seen what those claws did to the stone walls of the sewer, so I was very loath to get hit by one, but it was time to take a risk. Rather than step back to prepare my defenses, I stepped into the attack. I feinted a lunge of my own with my arming sword, Sherlock, hoping he would try to sidestep it. He did exactly that, so I leaned onto my planted foot and spun my body weight into a spinning slash to the side he stepped to. The attack left a large gash across the imp's chest, but didn't quite bring it to 80%. Next, I used my momentum to follow up with a stab with the parrying dagger Arsene. The now off-balance imp was forced to take the attack to the gut, leaving him at just over 60% health. I followed that up with a shot from both arm crossbows and left it at under 25% health. These things clearly did not expect to be injured because they nearly ceased functioning mentally after taking that much damage. Looking down at the monster as it lay on the ground, I almost felt sympathy. At least until I remembered that Zen explained these were actual hellspawn and unrepentant evil creatures. That made executing it with a sword thrust to the neck slightly easier. I looked up and saw Zen was struggling. While I was busy with mine, another pair had shown up and were flanking him. I realized I wouldn't get to melee range in time to save him if things went south, so I pulled out my hand crossbows and started to rain hell on the imps. No pun intended, of course. The first one dropped quickly since its back was turned, but the fireball that barely missed my head told me that I had at least one imp's attention after the easy kill. I ducked behind a pillar to reload just in time to dodge the second fireball. Apparently, two had broken off of Zen and came for me. I popped back around the corner and sent as many bolts as I could at the two approaching imps, careful not to hit Zen in the crossfire. Now that they were watching, they were much harder to hit. It took a full cartridge of bolts in each weapon just to bring them down to 40%. I hadn't hit the sweet spot, where they shut down from the pain, but they seemed content to let this devolve into a good old-fashioned shootout. I, however, was not going to let it go on. I had a finite amount of ammunition for my crossbows, and they did more damage in a single hit than even my new swords. I decided right then that one flash bomb was worth multiple cartridges worth of bolts. Zen, bring yours towards me! It's go time! I yelled. Zen, being able to sense my intent through our link, ran towards me with his imp in tow. I didn't even have to signal for him to shield his eyes. When the flash bomb left my hand, he timed it perfectly to make sure he didn't give anything away. I could almost see him counting in his head before we both looked away at the last second. When I opened my eyes, all three imps were on the ground screaming and covering their eyes. Thank the gods that worked, because the idea that they were immune to blinding attacks didn't cross my mind until about 0.5 seconds after the flash bomb left my hand. I really needed to see if there was a way to detect immunities and resistances with higher levels of perception. Gameplay mechanics and my questions regarding them sat very low on the priority list for the moment, however, so I quickly completed the grisly task of executing the defenseless little demons. While it was not an honorable way to win the fight, I was in a sewer fighting creatures from hell. Honor was the last thing on my mind.
Jack, we should stay closer together from here on out. That could have gone very badly if you hadn't brought flash bombs, Zen said as he looked to be catching his breath.
You're right. We work better as a team, I said as I threw my hands up in surrender. He was right, of course. When we run into more, let's use the same tactics as we did in the orc dungeon. I keep their attention and you unload with sneak attacks. Sound good?
You mustn't keep being the one in danger, Jack, he replied as he furrowed his brow in frustration. My mission as animal companion isn't just to fight by your side. It's to protect you. I can't do that if you keep volunteering to stand in front and get attacked.
What can I say? I'm a sucker for punishment. Besides, I want to protect my friends when I can. If only to make up for the times I couldn't, I said without really meaning to. All the talk of protecting friends brought back some very bad memories that I didn't really mean to get into with a character in the game.
I understand, Jack. I truly do. Our link carries emotions across it regularly, and I can feel your unease whenever the idea of protecting one's friends arises, he explained. Something you regret happened in your past. I promise I won't press you to discuss it, but if you ever want to, know that I am here for you as your friend. I will say this, however. You cannot carry the burdens of your past the way you do now. You see yourself as walking a path with this weight on your back that makes you stronger, but in reality, you are trying to swim with the weight tied around your neck. You may be afloat now, but eventually it will drown you. Don't let it.
Holy shit. Up until now, I'd taken the realism of the game for granted, but it couldn't be ignored after this. My kitsune companion was expressing a legitimate concern for my mental and emotional well-being. Not only that, but it was completely unrelated to any events in-game. It made me want to re-examine all of my interactions with NPCs up until now, especially Rowan. Did he send me to the Thieves Guild as a part of a predetermined quest chain? Or was it simply that Rowan Vaughn, the artificial intelligence, was concerned for the future of his city and his kingdom, and sent me because he truly saw me as a kindred spirit? It was all too much to try to process right then, especially with the ever-present shit smell permeating the very virtual fibers of my digital being. I made a mental note to come back to it and decided to move on with things for now. I'm sorry to worry you, Zen. I promise when we finish here, we can work on getting some sort of defender or vanguard class for you to use so you can act as tank instead of me. How does that sound? I asked, hoping this plan would make him feel better.
I would greatly appreciate that, Jack. Thank you, he said, as the tension visibly left him. If you insist on being target practice for these abominations for now, however, I will not argue.
With that, we continued on down the path. We ran across a patrol of four imps around halfway to the target area. It was strange, considering O'Brien hadn't mentioned his men disappearing in the areas that led up to my destination. Maybe this was new? The more likely answer was that it was in response to Zen and I killing so many of them that they started looking for the reason patrols weren't returning. It seemed ironic that it was basically the same reason Zen and I were down in the sewers to begin with. We lucked out in that the imps all had their backs turned to where we approached from, so I signaled for Zen to drop into stealth with me. We got close enough to engage quickly, and I rolled a flash bomb along the ground so that it went off in front of them. After that, Zen and I dispatched them as quickly as we could instead of risking the blind wearing off and one from this group potentially alerting others. After that run-in, Zen and I agreed he should scout ahead in stealth to make sure there were no more groups like that larger than two. We found three more pairs along the path using this strategy and dispatched them using our tried and true let everything try to hit Jack while Zen backstabs them method. We finally arrived at the marked area and began our search for any sign of the missing thieves. The goggles I'd invented for crafting once again proved their worth when I spotted small scraps of paper along one wall. I followed the trail and gathered all of them up, then spent a few minutes piecing them together, but I had a feeling I knew what it was already. Sure enough, the scraps were from several different guild maps. It looks like they destroyed the maps so the owners couldn't be tracked once they went missing, I said aloud after staring at the maps for a few minutes. And once they were destroyed, they lost whatever enchantment made them work, so there's no tracking the owners now.
It's odd, though, isn't it? Zen said.
What's that? I asked. The whole thing seemed odd, but he seemed to be referencing something in particular.
That they destroyed the maps and not the tokens. If they didn't want someone found, all they had to do was destroy the tokens, he explained.
That is strange. We can worry about that later, though. I think I just found the entrance, I said, tabling the discussion about motivations for now.
What makes you say that? Zen asked.
I waited for him to turn around and pointed at the strange hatch covered in very demonic-looking runes.
Oh, just a hunch.